Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message. Hear the word of God, which will demonstrate that God is a warrior. Welcome, welcome again. This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. So glad to be with you once again. As we get into the Bible study right now, the first things that we need to approach is what I've been saying over the past few shows, and I will continue to open up for as long as the Lord entails me to do this, and that is no Bible-believing Christian should be a threat to the government ever. Ever, people. And I'm talking about the impending events set to take place in the United States, political. And some of you may say, you know, what is he talking about? Well, listen, no Christian should march against the government ever. There is no such thing in the Bible. As a matter of fact, the scriptures are clear that we are to be in line with the government. We are to obey the government so that it will be well with us, believers. Well, you know, Brother James, I'll obey the government as long as it's not against God. The government is against God. Why do you think Paul told us to obey so it would be well with us? He's telling you, and the government at that time, the Roman government, the Greek government, and the Jewish government of those days, and he's specifically talking about the Roman government, is Antichrist, was Antichrist. Therefore, we see also here that he's telling us that we are never to approach the government. We are never to take up arms against the government. We are never to do those things. It is unchristian. And if you can't follow simple Bible verses, then all your Christian life has been a lie. And now that the rubber meets the road, you're going to show what kind of devil you are. That goes for your pastor and your church and your organization. Now, this man, the current president of December 3rd, 2019 in the United States of America, was put in office primarily because he expressed some Christian values, yet he lived, has proof that he lived like a devil, and is still living like an ungodly person. So I shouldn't call him a devil. Now, maybe while he was running for election, you could call him a devil. But now that he's the president of the United States, Donald Trump, he is to be respected. Amen, as the president of the United States. If Hillary Clinton would have won, whatever witches or whatever you were calling her while she was on the campaign, once she got democratically elected, she's our president. Same thing with Biden or whoever else is there. Christians are not involved in that. And I'm saying that because of the pending impeachment of our current president. Whether he's impeached or if he is, amen, the president for the next 4 years. You are never, as a believer, to be a threat to the government. And the reason I'm mentioning, bringing these things up in the beginning of our Bible studies is because it's been reported by the major networks that it was the evangelical Christians, whoever they are, that put this current president in office. And as we get into the Bible study today, we'll talk about the coming world events and how evangelical Christianity is going to play a role in the persecution of true Christians. But we'll get into that. So, you know, and I believe it's going to be the force of these evangelical Christians that will be following the order that will come from this government to rise against the government and to take up arms against the government, which is wrong, wrong, wrong. And for the believers, it's devil, 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 evil, and wicked. And some of you could be convinced to do it, or some of you, most of you are going to be convinced to do it. Amen. But maybe I can get a hold of some of the true believers, and the Lord could use me to explain that's just not what God's word says. You do not come against your government. You do not march against the government, take up orders against arms against the government. These are lies. God's word is clear. Jesus said to the people who wanted him to rise against the Roman Empire, Jesus claimed to be the king of the Jews. And the Jews that were in captivity, and when I say captivity, the nation of Israel at the time of Jesus was under Roman military occupation, and it wasn't a pretty sight. It was not a pretty sight. Amen. They weren't just under Roman occupation. They were afflicted. And they asked King Jesus, are you now going to restore the kingdom back to Israel as David did? Oh, David restored the kingdom back to Israel with much bloodshed and warfare. So did, the other king, Saul, and other military men like Zerubbabel and Samson. Yet Jesus claimed to be a king of the Jews, so the king is going to take the kingdom back. He's going to take God's nation of Israel, and he's going to kick out the oppressor and make God, make the nation of Israel a great nation again. Make Israel great again. If this is God's country, we're going to take out the government. We're going to take out all these different factions, and we're going to make our country great again. But Jesus said to the people, if my kingdom was of this world, I would fight. America is not the kingdom of God. You must be crazy. The pornography capital of the earth, some guy shows up and says, oh, I'm going to put people in prison because of abortion. And the evangelical church rises up and says, yeah, yeah. Bunch of liars. The only people that should go to the prisons, you know, is these $40 million a year evangelical preachers who ain't got no job, but they're making millions of dollars a year on who, where, what? And listen, we know they don't have a job because people, billionaires, do pay some taxes, but these $25 million a year, $10 million a year evangelical Christians don't have a job. They don't pay any taxes. So we know they don't have a job. Bunch of liars. So, once again, we open up this Bible study with God's word to me for you. In the coming political you are not, if you are a believer, if you're a fake, phony, lying hypocrite, then you probably going to join the evangelical Christians along with the right wing or left wing, whoever they are, and start marching against the government on one side. Oh, Trump should be impeached. We're going to get him out of or he should stay another 4 years. No believer, no church should be involved in that demonic, satanic, patriot, make America great again. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm white and I'm right. No believer should be involved in any of that stuff. Amen. So we are going to get into the Bible study now and move to Revelation chapter 13, verses 11, 12, and 14. Revelation chapter 13, verses 11, 12, and 14. I've got it already in my computer here. I didn't know I had it. So if you have your Bible, please follow along with me. If you don't, just listen to the word of God. Verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns as a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Verse 12. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Today's message is entitled The Christian Antichrist Leader. The Christian Antichrist Leader. False Christianity will bring in the false prophet. I don't know how many times I have heard from evangelical leaders saying, persecution is coming to America. Persecution of Christians are coming to America. Well, let Brother James tell you, persecution of the Christians, biblical persecution, of course, when there's going to be physical death, Christians will be hunted down, and this is going to be in the tribulation time. I'm telling you now, it's not going to be in the time that we're right now, today, and there's not going to be any political decisions to persecute Christians in the United States until the Church of Jesus Christ is gone. And I've got to tell you, I'm not going to get into it today. We don't have to discuss the rapture and when it's going to happen, because I'm telling you, we do know that persecution of the saints all over the earth is coming. It's happening now, but we're going to focus right here on the most Christianized nation in the history of the earth, the United States. The United States has done more to advance and proselytize the word of Jesus Christ and the word of God in the Old Testament than any nation on the face of the earth. But there will be a time in the United States that persecution will happen, because the book of Revelation talks about that. That if you are a believer during the tribulation hour, during the tribulation, matter of fact, let's be specific, the last part of the tribulation, 3.5 years, 42 months, you will have to denounce Christ and take this mark and worship this image. This, we're talking about worship as religion. So the economic system is used for religion. Okay, you won't have electric bill, gas bill, you won't have any of these type of things, the money to pay them, or you won't even have the services unless you become a part of a one world religion. That's what it's about, and it's going to happen in the United States, but not now. And what these evangelical Christians are talking about, depending on which candidate you pick, depends on the religious persecution. That's not true. It's all a lie. It's error, but when error leads to sin, it's a lie. It will be other Christians. It will be the evangelical church or the Church of Jesus Christ at that time, which will be a false church, which will lead true believers to the guillotines. It's as simple as that. And so we talk about that today, and we're seeing that begin right now. I mean, you can go and listen to this Alex Jones. You can go listen to this show, True News, and different shows, religious broadcasts that are very large. I listen to them. Of course, when you listen to them, they have more news related to the world events than, you know, anywhere else. But when you listen to them, you hear the false Christianity. You hear more political, which is fine, you know. And they will come, if they are not at the position now, they will tell you that you cannot be a Christian. Maybe even this guy of the 700 Club, Pat Robertson. If you listen to him closely, he will tell you, you can't be a Christian if you're not Republican. You can't be a Christian if you vote for a Democrat. They slam the Democrats just like Donald Trump would or any unbeliever would, yet anyone that is in the faith knows that there's no difference between them. But this is where we're getting the divide from. We're dividing and saying certain groups, you can't be a Christian unless you belong to a certain group. You cannot be, you're a false believer unless you begin to march against the government. It's all coming, the persecution of the Christians, by other Christendoms. So listen, Christendom will bring in persecution, not the government. Christendom will bring in persecution of the tribulation saints. These are the believers that are converted to Christianity during the tribulation hour. Okay? Evangelicals will be the spearhead of this religious leader. And I'm talking about the evangelicals of today right now, because he will heal and bring back to life their hero, as we just read in verse 14 and verse 11. Two things in verse 14 and verse 11 we want to make note of. Verse 14 and verse 12. Verse 12 we want to make note of, whose deadly wound was healed. Verse 14, make an image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. The one world leader that is to come is going to be, and I'll use an example of Donald Trump. And I don't think Hillary Clinton, if she would have won, or anyone else in the Republican Party would have had the impact as Donald Trump's campaign, which is almost like a savior to our nation. Lies of the devil, claiming one group of people, the Muslims and the Mexicans, which is classic bigotry, are responsible for all the ills of the United States. This is how the man won. If he would not have mentioned these things, the Muslims, banning them, and the Mexicans are invading us, if he would not have mentioned those things, then he would have only got 2%. This is what spearheaded there. But Christendom, praise the Lord, it was behind this thing saying this is God's country, we got to keep it straight, we got to keep it strong, and all that. So when this one world leader comes on the scene, the United States will be in a sham along with the rest of the world. And the people upon the world, let's stick to this country, the United States, the United Sodomites of America, will look to continue their great national recognition of this political leader because he has brought back our country, or everyone's country, but our country from demise. Financial demise, political demise, and demise from within, and they will look on this great national leader of his political rhetoric, whom they fear dead. In other words, as we speak today, Christendom, and we're going to focus on evangelical Christians. We don't really believe, with a person, people are unbelievers, we look at them as unbelievers, okay? But when you join with the unbelievers and bring your biblical philosophy with them, you only bring yourself down to the level of the unbeliever. Therefore, you yourself begin to compromise as a Christian. I'll give you a best example. What kind of crap is this with the churches marching with different organizations against abortion? When you go to, and what kind of crap is this in the black community with churches being called upon by the mayor and the governor or whatever to help solve crimes and help, stop crime in the inner city? Which is, these are absolutely the contrary of God's word. And it's not the gray areas in which you have to have a teacher of God's word. This is clear. In the inner city is the best example of the world that we as believers are not to be a part of. Yet you going to go in and say that we're all one community. We're going to this is our community. You communicate with devils and murderers and rapists. We're all one community. We're all one church. What a bunch of lies. Amen. So you go out here now and you march with those other different organizations, Catholic Charities and People for Babies, whatever the name of it is. Let's save our babies. Save the babies. And you're walking as the First Baptist Church and the Church of God in Christ and the church from downtown and Full Gospel Church, and you're marching hand in hand to stop women from sinning, which need the bottom line is they're whorish women. Only whorish, ungodly women have abortions. And instead of telling these abortion people you walk with, you know, you need to get saved, you need to get right with Jesus Christ, while they're smoking their Newport 100s and they're using all kind of four-letter words against the abortion doctors and stuff, and they'll tell you, well, thank you, Pastor, but I have my own church, but we're here to save babies. You are a part of that? You call that Christian to try to stop immoral women from abortion? You call that Christian? The disciples wouldn't do that. Jesus, this is what the disciples said. Here, Pastor, be not deceived. Neither the whoremonger, which she is, nor the fornicator, which she is, nor the adulterer, which they are, shall ever see the kingdom of God. That's it. Walk the other way. So this is Christendom for you. So right now here, you are listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled, The Christian Antichrist Leader. The Christian Antichrist Leader. And false Christianity, evangelical Christianity, will bring in the false prophet. So we go right here again in Revelation chapter 13, verses 12 and 14, whose deadly wound was healed. So as we speak today, if you are in a position as a believer and you are for the Democrats or against the Republicans, you are marked as an Antichrist. And this is coming from the evangelical churches of today. When this beast arises, when the one world leader arises, they will look to continue their great national recognition of this political leader whom they fear dead, yet has been brought alive by this religious leader. So the political leader has power over the world through the religious leader. As we go back to verse 11, we have the symbolic gestures from the Bible, which is the beast that comes out of the earth has two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Now, speaking as a dragon in the Bible always denotes satanic control and a satanic connection. And the two horns like a lamb, the issue is not the horns that we're looking at, like a lamb, is that he imitates Jesus Christ. And we go on with the scriptures that says he deceiveth them that live on the earth by the means of the miracles that he had power to do in the sight of the beast. What miracles is he going to do? Well, the natural disasters that are and will continue to come upon the earth, he will, through worldwide media, which we have right now, you can look in any media you want, whether it be television or internet, or on your cell phone, and see what's going on the other side of the world. He will take certain events, certain catastrophes, and he will do miracles. Amen. On top of taking this man who is the one that is going to solve everything that's coming upon the earth, and then he's going to be assassinated. It's what's going to happen, but I'll get into that another time. And the world will go into chaos, almost chaos, and then this religious leader, who only can come in the name of Jesus Christ, is going to heal him. You see, if this religious leader was a Muslim or a Shinto Buddhist or, amen, a Jewish prophet or whatever, it wouldn't work. He could do all the miracles he wants to do. It wouldn't work because only the Christendom of that day, which is the Christendom of today, will connect him with Jesus Christ And just so we got the numbers right, there is no religion, there is no religious leader in the history, in mythology, that's Zeus and all of them, that has ever had the impact on the earth than Jesus Christ. Not saying that the earth and the people upon the earth are not the children of the devil, because they are and live like the devil. I'm just talking about the impact, amen, that he has on the earth. So therefore, only Christendom can propel the false prophet. So look at what we have here today. Make America great again rhetoric. Again, I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth. I'm not saying that we are to respect the president and obey the government and then on one side put Trump down. I'm not putting Trump down. I'm clearly putting down the religious aspect, amen, Christendom and the evangelical Christians, which among them are false prophets themselves, money-making, how they propel this man, our current president, to make America great again. That rhetoric is a pure and simple event leading up to the beast system that I'm talking about. The belief that America, or any country, but we'll stick with America, is God's country, and a leader that rose, which supports Christian values, but is nowhere near a believer in Christ, as Donald Trump did in his campaign, this coming religious leader, the beast and the false prophet, will display the same type of effect as Trump did. So the coming religious leader will also display open ungodliness. The things that came out against Donald Trump during his campaign, it doesn't make a difference. He's done nothing more or different than anybody else. But in most cases, what is just a fraction of what came out against Donald Trump would make the average candidate quit, because he was only going to get a 1% of the vote. But what came out against Donald Trump, which was open ungodliness, pronounced some moral attitudes. That means on one end, these women that he paid off, and just the ones that complained. That's why every time you turn around, there's another one that pops up, because they want more money or whatever, and he doesn't want to release his taxes, because his taxes are going to show these things. How do we know? Because he won't release them. Immoral, married three times, and I don't think those women did anything to him. Okay, that's fine. On the other end, he was talking morality during his campaign. He's going to put people in that have abortions in jail. He's going to stop crime. Crime is on an all-time high. Donald Trump's been here for almost 4 years. Only unbelievers who have no sense of biblical knowledge would believe that. Yet the evangelical Christians put him up there. So clearly ungodly, right? Yet he pronounced some moral attitude that false Christians will embrace. And during the tribulation, the tribulation saints will not embrace and will not go for this man raising the dead, this false prophet in his miracles, because there's going to be something about the false prophet and the one world leader that will be clear. It will be clear to the world that they're immoral, Christianly immoral. They probably will be, whether it be homosexual openly or something of that nature. And false Christians, amen, the evangelicals of that day will be behind, it will be the spearheaded to have these true believers exterminated. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible today. Our message today is the coming Christian Antichrist leader. False Christianity will bring in the false prophet. And I want you to know that what you're seeing today and what you're going to be seeing in the months coming up, the evil and the division of this nation, that at the spearhead of it is evangelical Christians. And this is wicked, but it is biblical. And you need to be right with God. You need to break away from any denomination that tells you to march against the government and tells you to come against the government. So until we speak to you again, may God keep you in perfect peace.